should know. By the way you parked your car sideways, I don't wouldn't last. It's the other kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You say, baby, I ain't got enough gas. Oh yeah, little red Corvette, baby, your mind's too fast. Yes, you are. Little red
Tony Eisman, your mayor, and I'm honored to be here as the DJ for the next hour. I highly recommend that if you're listening, you should volunteer to be a DJ because it certainly is an exercise in memory. And I've had a lot of fun. I had trouble deciding what to play. You know, started with Prince, and I went to a Prince concert in Long Beach. You know, I kind of thought, okay, how am I going to organize this? I've got favorite concerts. I have memories. I have goodbyes. And I think we're going to have some stuff that you can't help but move to. So, Laguna, I'm very happy to announce that some of you patriots have sent in some money for KX93.5. A big thank you to Joe Thornburg, who certainly knows a lot about Prince, and to Pat Kalinda, who should be famous. She's famous in Laguna. And Carol Buss, my favorite carpool person and a great geometry teacher. We're going to go on with a song from someone who we said goodbye to this year. And he was really something. And he's kind of like the father of a lot of music that we love today. So let's hear a little Chuck Berry and Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing outrun my V8-4. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Before got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Sound. Cadillac setting like a ton of lead, 110 a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like it's setting steel, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
You know, I always felt that cars were the best place to listen to music. Somehow or another, you could turn up the music, drive down the road, and before cell phones, people thought you were crazy because you're moving your mouth and nobody's around. This next song is one by The Doors. And when my son was, who knows how old, maybe 8 or 9, I used to make him stay in the car and listen to The Doors. And I'd tell him, this is important. For some reason, I just thought they were special, and he's a musician now. I'd like to take credit for that, but here's a song. Here's to Laguna, People Are Strange.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
That last song is dedicated to Pat Kalenda. Hi, Pat. Glad, hope you're listening and appreciate your support. Here's another concert. Maybe my first or second concert was in Omaha, Nebraska, and I saw the Beach Boys at Peony Park, and that was early in their career. And here's one of their many, but one of my favorite Beach Boys songs, Good Vibrations.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me my
Beach Boys on KX93.5. Good Vibrations. Tony Eisman's here, the mayor. How are you?
Hi there.
Good. Hey. Well, that was cool. We brought the Beach Boys to town, in case you hadn't forgotten.
Well, tell us more about that event with the Beach Boys. How lucky were we?
Lucky and hardworking. These guys work very hard in the office. I mean, I didn't do very much. I'm just the talent, you see. So, but they worked very hard, and it was a risk to take, really, because the first time that anybody had used the Irvine Bowl for many a moon, and we weren't sure how it was going to go, but we managed to schmooze the neighbours around the top of the bowl, and everybody seemed to enjoy it, and no harm was done. It was great to see them, and it's a perfect gig for us, because obviously Beach Boys, Laguna Beach, couldn't have been better, really.
And you're pretty good at schmoozing, I think.
I'm the big schmoozer.
I think we need to talk to some people about calling in.
That'd be a good idea. That's what this is all about. It's KX Takeover. Members of the community are here, have been here all day, taking over the airwaves. The lunatics have taken over the asylum. And
for sure.
So why don't you mention what it's all about? You've got all this information in front of you.
You know, this is a tax deductible thing. You just paid your taxes and you wished you'd had more deductions. Well, this is the beginning. Come on, pick up your phone and dial 715-5936. And we'll take your pledge on the air. If you're shy, you can just take it off the air. But I'll still say thank you to you. And I also mentioned in an email I sent out that if you've got something to complain about, you could call in. After you give the pledge, we might talk about it. So the next thing we're going to hear is an old song. And something that's happened, I've kind of evolved. I used to just remember the melody and ignore the words. And now I'm turning into a word person. And the words to this song are very interesting. Here's Rod Stewart with Maggie May. Thank you.
I'll steal my daddy's cue and make a living out of playing pool. I'll find myself a rock and roll band that needs a helping hand. Oh, Maggie, I wished I'd never seen your face. You made a first-class fool out of me, but I'm as blind as a fool can be. You stole my heart, but I love you anyway.
Someone special on the phone from Prescott, Arizona. Someone I know quite well, my son, Nick. Are you there, Nick?
Yeah, hi, Mom.
Hi. Thanks for calling in. I don't know if you were listening when we played The Doors, but I told them the story about making you stay in the car and listen to CDs and telling you they were important. Do you remember us doing that? You go, oh, okay. Little
yeah, I remember.
And now you're a musician. So something must have taken. And do you remember our trip to Big Sur, what we played all the way up and all the way back?
Right, Tracy Chapman.
Yep, and you found that cassette. I really loved that. Lots of good music today. I wish you'd been here this afternoon to help me pick out the music, but I think we've got some stuff you'll love.
Right on.
Okay, and it's stuff that I listened to when I was learning my love of music. So how's everything in Arizona?
It's been a fun weekend, hanging out with Cambria and stuff.
Oh, good. She's lovely. Say hi to her.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have a song now by Jerry Lee Lewis, Crazy Man, and a song that was pretty controversial. He used to stand and pound on the piano, and he'd jump on the keys, and he was really a showman. So Great Balls of Fire.
You rattled my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Well,
baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love you should. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my hell and I quit on my thumb. Real nice, the bloody show is fun. Come on, baby. Drive crazy. Great balls of fire.
Well, that was pretty fun, huh? I used to dream that Elton John was going to move to Laguna, and I know which house I wanted him to move into. And I would stand there and look down, and it was the boy Jeffrey's house. And I thought, yeah, that'd be a great one for Elton John. Pretty fantasy life there. I did get a chance to see Elton John in concert with Billy Joel. And that was amazing. But here's a song that I think you can't listen to and not move. And let me just say something about moving. Did you know that at Mozambique, you can't dance? Well, you can't dance. But if you hear good music and you move, are you dancing? Well, some people think so. The dance floor is about the size of a half a sidewalk. And they play great music and people move.
Do you know, I've been waiting for somebody to actually say that out loud, because I've played at Mozambique a lot. And when I look off the stage and see people, nobody can really dance.
No.
Are you saying that people can't dance?
No, I would never say that.
Ah, okay.
But people can move.
Do you want to just give a quick shout out to what we're doing here today, Tony? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
You know, if you've got a phone, and I suspect you do, just dial 715-5936, call in, say hello, and pledge. KX93.5 is a 501c3. That's a fancy way of saying you get a tax deduction. So come on down, call me, and tell me what's bugging you. 715-5936. Pledge first, and then I'll listen to what's bugging you. All right. The next song is kind of a amazing song and a sad song, but it's something I want to talk about a little bit. So we'll go ahead with Amy Winehouse and Rehab.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, try to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be at home with Ray. I ain't got 17 days. 'Cause it's not
Laguna. This is Tony Eisman, your mayor. And I'm on the radio to raise money today for KX93.5. And your job is to call 715-56-5936, 715-5936, and we'll take your pledge on the air. And after we take your pledge, you can complain about anything, but pledge first. The last song, Rehab, is particularly timely. I got back from a convention in Washington, D.C., National League of Cities, and one of the big topics was the opiate issue. And it's nationwide. It's worse in other places than here, but it's really bad everywhere. And we need to do something about it. And it's something we have to have a conversation about. We have to have drop-off places for all the meds quite easily, not just once in a while, but anytime you want to drop off. I'm going to suggest that drugstores always have an open door and will take the medication because we don't want it around our house. We've said goodbye to some amazing people this year, and their careers were cut short. Who knows what was left, you know, in the creative life of Amy Winehouse or Prince. We played the Doors. We lose them, Michael Jackson. And I think as a society and a town in particular like Laguna, we can get things going and make the conversation happen. So speaking of conversations, call in 715-5936. And now it's time for Little Richard and Lucille.
Alone. I woke up this morning, Lucille was not in sight. I asked my friends about her, but all they did was talk. Lucille, please come back while you belong. I beg her to you, baby.
One of my favorites. Lots of oldies, a few more left. And Jason and I are going to have a conversation.
I've called in, and I'm going to give you $50 so I can talk to you about this.
Whoa, wish everybody gave me $50 who wanted to talk to me.
Well, you know, the conversation about heroin in this town or opiates or whatever, and I'm sure I'm going to use the wrong nomenclature for a lot of things, but there's a problem, isn't there? There's some kids with cash and cars and not enough to do, and then they get sucked into this whole drug thing. And I can see how pot would be a thing in this town, or you know, party drugs. But opiates—that's it has been a big surprise to me that that's a problem here.
They raid their parents' medicine cabinet. It's easy to do. You know, you go in for a minor procedure, and instead of getting three or four pills, the phrase is stay ahead of the pain. So they tell you, as soon as you think something's going to hurt, take it. Well, you only need four, but you get 30.
Well, they're giving them Vicodin and Oxycontin and stuff like that.
That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah, and then you forget it's there. I opened up my cupboard, and I go, what is that? And I looked at the date and realized it was some minor procedure I had, and the thing just went in the cupboard, and it's dangerous. And kids know a lot. I bet if you had somebody from the high school here, they could dance around this with a lot of information.
Sure. So it's in the parents. This is how it happens. I mean, is this like a common thing? they find the drugs in the pan, and they get into the Vicodin, and they go, well, that worked. Let's get, you know, somebody's got, knows who's got a big brother who lives in Santa Ana, we can go and get from. Well, how does it happen? Are they standing at the schoolyards, heroin dealers, in the sort of classic pusher way? Or how does it, I wonder how it happens and why?
You know, it's really an interesting question, because depending upon who you ask, there's no drug problem or there is a drug problem in our schools. Most schools have an issue. Some are more prevalent, but we don't want to say goodbye to any of our kids. You know, they're at a stage where they make bad decisions.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, a bad decision meant no big deal. In today's world, a bad decision can lead to a life of addiction. And when I was back in D.C., this town in West Virginia has so many people, not just kids, so many people in the town that are dealing with their addiction that their police department, this is what the mayor said, their police department has PTSD from going out on so many calls and finding people either that are passed or that they save with one of those needles that goes in the body fast and they come back to life. But right. What's happened now is this fentanyl has come along, and that one needle doesn't do the trick anymore. They need to do three to bring somebody back. So
that's an additive that people are adding to sort of, to, they're cutting the drugs with it, or they're adding it to, are they adding it to pills?
Oh, I don't know if it's in the pills, but they add it to heroin.
Right, anything to sort of pad it out.
So much stronger. Right. And, you know, people are dying because they think they know what it is. They think they're safe. It's so dangerous there that they actually have considered having places where people could come and shoot up where there'd be a medical person there,
right,
because
well,
they're dropping.
They do that in places like Holland, and they certainly have needle exchanges, which, you know, goes against the grain for most people, because most people think, you know, you should say no to drugs. But if these kids are going to do it, you want them to be safe. It's very complicated. I'm not a parent. It's hard for me to say if that would be a good idea or not. But certainly... they cut the stuff with that. Here's the thing, you put a needle in your arm, the drug's in your system, boom. If you're smoking something, or if you're smoking something, very difficult to overdose, because you'll fall asleep first, you know. But when you stick a needle in your arm, it's gone in there and you don't know what it is. It's not an exact science.
I just hope that the high school is having a program of education and something that we all need to talk about. And it isn't just kids. You know, it's well into the adult community. If you read the obits carefully, you can kind of spin around and figure out what happened when a young person goes. The heartbreak is just, it's unspeakable. And we need to protect our community. We need to protect our kids. And the conversation needs to happen.
Well, numerous, you know, being a musician myself all my life and being around that stuff and being a sober guy now for many years, lots of my friends died, and a lot of them died because they weren't used to it, or they quit, or something came along. It was new, different batch of something, and they injected it. And then, as I say, once it's in your system, you can't just pull it back out again. You know, it's very scary, horrible, and we owe our parents a good night's sleep.
We do. And as I said earlier, we've said goodbye to a lot of people this year, and some of them lived a long life. And you take Chuck Berry, who looked like a wild man, absolutely insane wild man, and what was he, 90 years old when he died?
Yeah.
You know, so he must have...
still playing 300 shows a year?
Yeah, yeah, he was really something. I actually, you know, I'm thinking of the people that I've run into and why I remember these moments. I saw James Brown getting out of his car in L.A., and it's like... you know, why is that such a big deal? I just saw him. It was about a year before he died. And then we were driving to across California, and on the radio they made the announcement that James Brown had died. Yeah. So we stopped at the next place, wherever it was, a pharmacy that sold CDs or something, picked up a James Brown and played it all the way there and all the way back, you know. We have been blessed with so many creative people that have done such great things. We've got a song now by Sam Cooke, and he is one of my favorites. His life was much too short. And I bet you remember this, Chain Gang.
Yeah, you should call in and talk to Tony Eisman. I just got my $50 worth and more. It's KX935 and the number is 949-715-5936 to donate money to keeping the dream of radio alive in Laguna Beach.
I hear something saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Well, don't you know
that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my, 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 my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, oh, my, 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 my.
Hi, Laguna. This is your mayor, Tony Eisman, and I'm having a great time here with Jason Fetty, and we want to hear your voice. Call in 715-5936, and once you give your credit card, you can complain to me all you like about something, and I look forward to hearing from you. You know, if you don't tune in to the Laguna Beach City Council, or if you weren't there last week, you missed some fun. The chief of police talked about medical marijuana and, you know, how you could grow it. And the deal is, in Laguna, you have to grow it inside. And when I first heard that, I thought, well, that's kind of unusual. And then I thought a little bit forward, and all of the calls, it would be 911, somebody stole my weed. Because they'd see it growing in the back, and they'd grab it. And then the other thing was, and then my mind started thinking about if it were outside. And I had a garden behind my house, and the deer ate it all. And then I asked the question, do deer eat marijuana? And then the next thing that came to mind was, do coyotes eat marijuana? And would they get hungry? Really, really stupid.
But maybe they just get mellow and, like, relaxed. Maybe we should force everyone to grow six plants, and then nobody would be stealing anybody's because they'd have their own.
It's legal. It's legal in the house. So at any rate, we are now ready for some more music. And one of my favorites, and I didn't get to see him in concert. You know, we thought we'd have him around forever. Michael Jackson, Beat It.
We'll be right back.
Do you remember The Big Chill? Did you see it? If you didn't see it, then find it and watch it. When I saw The Big Chill, I was about half my age, and I just thought, and I want to get a place where all my friends will live together. We'll just get a little compound, and we'll go see each other and have a good time. But the most compelling thing about the movie was the music. And here's one of my favorite songs from The Big Chill. Heard it through the grapevine.
Pilot error there. Sorry about that. Yeah. Hello.
No problem.
Plane's still flying. Okay, we're good. Hello, Rita.
Hey, sweetheart. Are you having fun?
I'm having a great time.
Oh, that's good. It's fun to have fun. I mean, it's easy to have fun with Jason, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
He's an upbeat guy. So I overheard, first of all, I just want to say I love our city. It's got the coolest people. It's just best. But I was going to say to you about... I was listening to your conversation about Howard playing, and actually, Howard started playing when he was 7. By the time he was in high school, he was playing professionally, and he was playing with the black bands before integration. So, you know, and he was raised in Virginia.
So he really took a step out and...
Yeah, you know, music is colorblind.
Mm-hmm.
So that was...
Well, I loved hearing Howard play.
And then he tried to decide whether, you know, is he going to be a musician or is he going to be a doctor? And then he had a gig for a summer when he was in college, and the gig fell through, and he had to drive a gravel truck. And he just said, no, this is not my personality. So that was when he decided to go ahead and be a doctor. And then he, you know, it was during the Vietnam War.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
You met Howard, and we all benefit from our friendships, and we're lucky. We're lucky in this town. And Rita, by the way, thank you for all you do.
Oh,
you're a force of nature.
Thank you for all you do. You've kept our town magical.
Oh, I think this is a love fest. I think people are probably going to turn off the radio if we keep this up. But I don't know if you tuned in a little earlier, and my son called from Arizona, which was just a delight.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, and I told the story about making him listen to music in the car before he could go in the house. It definitely took.
And he's such a good musician.
Yeah, he is. He's really.
And so handsome. I can't stand it.
Well, yeah, I know you say that. Yeah. He's too young for you, honey.
I know.
We're going to have a song by Chuck Berry.
Oh, the best. All right. Howard saw Chuck Berry.
Well, we've got Johnny Be Good, which is a good song for you and I to listen to. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Rita, are you going to make a pledge today?
I was just going to say, don't you want my money?
I do, but can I take it off the air? I don't want to give out your information.
So that's really smart. Thank you.
Yeah, see?
Oh, good work, Jason. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Miss Rita.
Thanks for all you do. Okay.
Hold the line, Rita. I'll get to you in just a sec.
Hello, Laguna. This is your mayor, Tony Eisman. I'm finishing my hour, and how much fun can an hour be? This has been great. Thank you for all who pledged. And I suspect a lot of you read the police blotter in town, you know? But how many of you have heard Jason sing the police blotter? Fridays, you can hear Jason. What time do we get to hear the police blotter?
It's usually 7:25 and 8:25. And then if there's time during the sort of 10 o'clock hour, but they're all there are podcasts online. There's like dozens of them now. This is my legacy. I thought it was going to be Shakespeare or my writing about poignant feelings or something, but no. My legacy is he sings the police blotter, which is fine. Whatever.
Well, we keep you busy, don't we?
Yes, you do, and I'm very grateful.
Well, thank you, Laguna Beach. And it seems that last time I was on the air, I started with a song that brought me some money, and we're going to end with a song that will. Do we have it on there?
What
the,
is it?
Elton John.
Oh, Benny.
The bitch is back.
Well, you see, here's the thing about that. It's an actual record that Tony's brought in, which is, I don't know if you remember those things. They're plastic and big and flat, and they're trendy again now. But you'll have to press a few buttons to do it. All right, let's see.
Okay. I got to say that last time when I played that song, the phone rang and people gave money. One more Elton John. We're so lucky. We've got so many amazing musicians to make our lives better. And we have a radio station that lets us drive down the street and hear good music. 715-5936.